Well, when I was just born, my family moved to Glendale, Wisconsin, so just north of Milwaukee. And so the parish that I kind of grew up going for a little bit was Holy Family in Whitefish Bay. And I went to school there for a time, and we'd go to Mass there. And our family always went to Christmas Eve Mass. We never went to Christmas Day. It was always the late Christmas Eve Mass, so whether it be the 10 p.m. or the midnight, whatever it was. And one Christmas Eve, I was probably in early grade school at the time, we were all getting ready to go to the Christmas Vigil Mass. Now, as you can imagine, there's not much for a young boy to get ready for, not much for him to do. So as I waited for everyone else to get ready, I went down to the basement and started playing this baseball video game on the original PlayStation. And so I'm down there, I'm playing this game, I think I'm doing well, and time passes, and eventually I hear the door to the house open, and I hear my mom calling me. And she's calling me with some urgency. And so I think, well, it must be time to go. And so I run upstairs, and I encounter my mom, who's actually very anxious. And she has a sense of relief to see me. Apparently, they had left without me and didn't notice I wasn't with them until they had gotten to church. And so then when my mom realized that I wasn't with them, she became very nervous and anxious and came running back home and found me having no clue that I had been lost or left behind. And so if I could go back in time and kind of whisper into, young Timmy's ear at the time, I would have said, told him to respond to my mom, why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be with my video games? that's so easy for us to have happen in our life, that we become kind of so caught up in the busyness of our life and so focused on where we have to be, that we often leave something, or more importantly, someone behind, even if that's a favorite child. I am the favorite. But that's what I love about the Holy Family, because they're just like us. That we hear Mary and Joseph and Jesus come to Jerusalem, and Mary and Joseph become so focused on the journey back home from Jerusalem that they forget and leave behind Jesus without even realizing it. And I think it's amazing, because I think it's a reflection upon us then to consider, where are we leaving Jesus behind in our own life? Because it's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of our life and leave Jesus behind. And yet I think the Holy Family provides this beautiful example, because if we think of the timeline of these events, that they come to Jerusalem and then Mary and Joseph leave. And we hear that they're traveling for a full day before they realize Jesus is gone. And so then it means that to get back to Jerusalem, they have to journey a full day back. So we're at 2 days. And then we hear that it took them 3 days to find Jesus. Now, scholars are a little unsure if those 3 days include those travel days or not. But regardless, we're looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 days of Mary and Joseph looking for Jesus. But in the midst of that searching, what's also happening is they're putting their life on hold. That they had this day's journey, this progress back home already, a full day, and now they had to go backwards to go and find Jesus. I think it's a beautiful lesson for us that no journey in life is worth taking without Jesus. And even if we have to go backwards in our life to go back and find him, it's worth doing. It's worth putting our life on hold to go and find Jesus and bring him with us. Because as we know, it's so easy, as we, again, get caught up in the busyness of our life, of what's next, where we want to be, just the day-to-day activities, we often leave Jesus behind without really realizing it. How many of us have kind of gone through the day and realized, gosh, I've never even said a word to Jesus or to the Lord in today at all. I just woke up and got going right away. And yet the Holy Family reminds us how important it is to go back and bring Jesus with us. Even that means that sometimes we lose progress, whatever that may look like. And so today, as we continue this Christmas celebration, that's also the how fitting it is that our first Sunday is this gospel, as a reminder to us to not leave Jesus in that crib and that manger in the stable, and then just go back to our life after Christmas, but to take Jesus with us. That every time we come to Mass, we do not leave Jesus here at the altar in the Eucharist or after we receive him, but we take him with us. And so as we leave St. Joseph Parish today and go back to our homes, take Jesus with you. When you're visiting your family and friends this New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, take Jesus with you. When you go to the supermarkets and do your shopping, take Jesus with you. When you go to your work, take Jesus with you. And for those students, the children who are here who are on break and going back to school and your studies, take Jesus with you. For it doesn't matter how successful in life we become, how far we progress in the journey of life, no journey is worth taking without Jesus.